There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Don't it up.
If you love reality,
this is Big Brother.
I have never in my life yelled at a girl like this.
Five pumpkin.
But you're good.
You're going to love the Real House Husbands podcast.
The Real House Husbands.
Talking all things reality, both on screen and in real life.
You will never believe what happened next.
Because sometimes it's juicier.
Who goes out of their way to go and say that to someone?
Get ready, because it's about to get real in here with your hosts, Tim and Rod.
The mortalist of them all.
Tim, Rod. You are the winners of the amazing...
Welcome back, and thank you for joining us on another episode of the Real House Husbands podcast.
Oh my god! What the hell was that? Have you been drinking? Have you been doing jelly shots out the back? Are you still pissed?
Believe it or not, this week we're not drunk.
Oh, speaking of that, I think I'm still hungover from Ellie's drunken podcast. Yes. That got me good, girl. That destroyed
so
me.
Much fun. Ellie dropped so much tea and broke the internet a little bit.
You sound like a real full-blown professional radio host. I need to get you a gold mic for Chrissy, I think.
I'm getting used to this. I really want a gold microphone. And people are like probably thinking like, aren't you guys sick of talking to each other? You just live together, work together, record together, everything. We're like, no, this is really fun.
This is sick. I do wish we had some jelly shots this week, so we might have to make that a regular thing.
Oh, gosh. Said like a true alcoholic.
Yes.
But this week on the podcast, we are going to be talking about all things reality divas.
Yes, and by reality divas, we mean people that have come off the back of a successful reality show. They might have won it, they might not have, and they've got a huge Instagram following, like thousands of followers, and they think their shit don't stink. Mm-hmm. They think they're the best thing since sliced bread. They think they're Kimmy K or Paris Hilton.
Beyonce.
It's like, take several seats and fuck off.
It's even worse when it's a show that didn't do that well, or like they made like a cameo appearance, but then they're like, oh my gosh, I am so famous now.
I'm sure you guys know who we're talking about. I'm sure we all, well, I guess we all do follow on Insta. People that just think that they're incredible. They think they're like royalty, and you're like, well, let's break it down. What have you really done? You haven't cured cancer. Mm-hmm. You're not a doctor. You're not a rocket scientist. You don't walk kids in nature. Like, you've done nothing.
Exactly.
You've done nothing.
You've Savage. Done nothing with your life. But coming up later today, we're going to be talking to Justin Hill. If you don't know who Justin Hill is, well, go follow him because you're an idiot. But he is gossip guru, red carpet interviewer. Like, he's got multiple podcasts and he has interviewed the biggest names in showbiz.
Oh my God.
Like, I'm talking like literally Kim Kardashian,
Angelina Jolie, Chris Hemsworth.
Yes.
He's done every single celebrity you can think of. Yes. And a lot of reality divas who we're going to be touching on today.
Yeah, so who better to talk to about this topic, because I'm sure Justin would have come across some absolute divas in his career, and we're going to like pick his brain a little bit about it.
100%. But we want to tell you guys about an event we went to. Obviously, we won the amazing race, and following the race, we got invited to this event in Sydney. It was amazing, but we were gagged because when we rocked up, yeah, there were some amazing people there, really nice, really genuine, really easy to talk to, but there were a few reality divas who were just so cringy, it was uncomfortable.
Like, let me like put this into perspective, because obviously when you come off the back of a reality show, it does feel good. Do you know what? You get noticed in the street. People ask you for photos. Yeah. You get so much love on social media and so much hate. But like we got off the back of Amazing Race and we started getting all these invites to all these events, and we just thought that we were pretty king as well. But we went there appreciative to be there, and you get to these events and there was these people and they're like, get me a drink. No, you can't take my photo. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, whoa.
And at the end of the day, these people that are there, these like reality stars or whatever you want to call them, they're getting free food. They're getting free piss. A lot of the time, they're actually getting paid to be there. Yeah. So it's like, Who in their right mind would not be over the moon happy that they're at an event like that? Like, it just doesn't make sense. And we were talking to some people. We're not going to name names, but there were some people that have a massive following on Instagram. Like, I'm talking hundreds of thousands of followers. And talking to them was like talking to a brick wall. You could tell just from the way they were speaking to us or looking at us or looking around the room, treating other people, they thought they were king shit. It's like,
yes.
Take a step back and like, yeah, you've been on a show, which is fantastic. You got a lot of followers, but what else have you done that has like been like, entitlement to do this?
Exactly. And then it's like, they're like, oh, so where are you from? I'm like, oh, we just won the Amazing Race. Oh, didn't watch it.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I didn't watch you either, bitch.
Who the fuck are you? But honestly, that in terms of humanity, that is my most hated characteristic in a person. Someone who thinks they're better than others. Someone who thinks, what is it called? Tall poppy syndrome.
Yeah.
If you've got that characteristic in yourself.
Tiny dick syndrome.
Yeah. Mate, you've got a tiny penis. But it honestly grinds my gears. That is my most hated trait in humanity.
Yeah.
People that think they're better than others.
Like, and like, people probably going, listening to this right now and saying,
didn't you guys
come off the back of a reality show and now you don't do your normal job and that sort of stuff? The difference is, I think it's actually a really good characteristic to have is confidence when you go to these things. But there's also just being a freaking good human being. Just because you've been on television or you have a 100,000 followers or whatever you've got on Instagram doesn't put you above someone else.
100%. And these reality divas, some of their expectations will blow your mind. Like, we won the Amazing Race and we were so over the moon, happy, enjoyed with that outcome. But there are these reality stars on social media who expect the world. They expect the red carpet to be rolled out. They expect 1,001 opportunities to come knocking at their door. Yeah, we have a following and a platform and we've won a show, but we're fucking hustlers, mate. Like,
yes.
We get out there each and every day. I know people think, oh, what's your job? You got no job. All you do is Instagram. But that shit takes time and energy. I feel like I'm on my freaking phone 24/7. Like, it's a full-time gig.
Yes. And can I make a point? It's the ones that are the divas that want everything handed to them.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the ones that are actually successful and do get on other shows and, well, like some produced podcasts, like bringing out other projects are the ones that you go to the functions and they talk to you like you're a human and they give you all the time of day. A good example of this is actually Angie Kent. Do you know what? When we went to her charity event up in Sunshine Coast last year.
She was getting dragged around like a bloody puppet, wasn't she?
Yes, but she was so much even nicer than what you see on TV. She gave you the time of day. She came and had a drink with us. Like, she got to know us and we were just like, we were just like happy to be here, darling. Like,
and you couldn't wipe the smile off her face, but that is the best thing as well. When you know someone who's been on TV, you love them, you respect them, and then you meet them in person and they almost exceed your expectations.
Yes.
That to me is a true reality star.
Yeah.
Not these like fake, phony, disgenuine, want, take, no, givey. That's it.
What you just said was almost like a light bulb moment for me just now.
Your Oprah aha moment, so to speak. Yes,
you love your Oprah aha moments. God. But like, what you just said then is that they come off reality TV.
Yeah.
Do you know what? So like, why go and be this person that you're not? You're not being real.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of reality TV is that it is real. Just go be your freaking self. Be nice to people.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I'm getting annoyed.
And even with us, mate, we won the Amazing Race, but, like, in hindsight, we didn't find the vaccine for COVID. We didn't, like, cure someone's brain cancer. Like, yeah, what we did, we're proud of, but we haven't really changed the world yet. Yet, we could still find another cure for COVID.
We're changing the world one step at a day.
Yes. We're proud of ourselves. Long story short, what we're trying to say is if you have a platform, if you're listening to this right now and you are a reality star or an influencer, which is cringy to say influencer, but if you're one of those people, get out there and just be, not just be yourself, but like, don't treat other people like they are less than. That is rock bottom. Dead set rock bottom.
Exactly. Like, even like you look at us on like Instagram and things like that as well. And one thing that I actually really pride myself on is that when people do come and meet us, I'm not saying that we're perfect. We have bad days and things like that as well. But when people do meet us, the biggest, like most common response we get from people is, oh my gosh, you're exactly the same as like you are on like Instagram, or you're exactly like you are on Amazing Race.
And you're just as crazy and kooky.
Yeah. Are you drunk?
Yes.
But that's just like, I love that. I'm not saying, hey, everyone, look at us. We're doing it right. But it's just nothing infuriates me more. Like, what, you were on Gogglebox for a couple episodes and now you think you're freaking Beyonce? No.
Congratulations. And to wrap this up, we want to make a bit of a PSA. Oh. Sorry. I've got like a boil on my ass and it feels like someone's like stabbing me in my crack. Sorry. I probably should be standing up doing this. But anyways, we want to make a bit of a PSA to everyone out there that at the end of the day, Instagram does not bring you happiness. Okay. It makes you happy, but it does not bring internal inner happiness. Yes. No matter how many followers you have, no matter what reality show you won, it's not going to bring you instantaneous boom while you're happy. I can remember going back because we've been slain on Insta for years now. I remember, how cringy does this sound? I remember thinking to myself, oh my God, I want to hit 10,000 so bad. When I hit 10,000, I'm going to be the happiest person in the world. You know what happened when I hit 10,000? I was like, I felt empty inside. I'm like, and I was like, this hasn't changed the way I'm feeling. If anything, it brought me more anxiety because I'm like, holy shit, I got 10,000 people now that I got to pump out daily content for. So
exactly.
No matter how big you blow up, no matter what show you win, you're not going to just instantaneously be happy. Find things in your life that will give you that inner happiness that you don't have to get from strangers online.
Yeah. And that's what, when you do look at a reality star that you do follow and that you are a fan of, don't just look at their Instagram and their stories and be like, oh my gosh, their life is perfect. Yeah. Why isn't my life like that? Why don't I look like that? Trust me, honey, they probably have that many filters on. They probably took about 30 attempts to get that photo right.
Yes.
They probably stressed out of their mind every day, putting so much pressure on themselves to get content out there and that sort of stuff. So they are no better than you. We're no better than you. We're all equal.
They could have lost their job. They could be having family or relationship breakdowns. They could even have a boil on their ass like I do. You just never know.
And that was Tim, in case you couldn't determine.
We'll upload photos on Instagram later. No, you do not want to see this shit.
No, yeah, I don't.
But it's nothing a few jelly shots won't cure. So we'll deal with some of those later. But do not miss coming up next. We're talking to the one and only, the icon of the decade, Justin Hill. Yeah. Like we said before, he's spoken to every reality star and celebrity under the sun. So if anyone's going to be able to spill the tea on these reality divas, it's going to be Justin.
He's going to have some stories for us, I'm sure.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Stay tuned.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Our next guest is a TV presenter, celebrity reporter, and podcast host. He has spent the past decade interviewing celebrities and reality TV icons from around the world.
You are guaranteed to find him on every red carpet. No, fuck this.
Justin Weston. We're going to keep that one in.
Sorry, we're starting again. I fucked up.
We're definitely putting that in on Instagram as a blooper.
That's brilliant.
And now he knows what's coming. All right, anyway, let's go again. Okay. Our next guest is a TV presenter, celebrity reporter, and podcast host. He has spent the past decade interviewing celebrities and reality TV icons from around the world.
Yes, you are guaranteed to find him on every red carpet known to man. And in our eyes, he is the gossip guru, king of the century. Please welcome the iconic Justin Hill.
Yes.
Oh, what an intro. That was spectacular. I feel like you remember that TV show, This Is Your Life?
Yes, that's honestly what it was like.
Justin, here's your year six teacher coming in.
Yay. And oh, surprise, yes, you
think I am gay.
You did pick it.
Surprise. We are so excited, Justin, to be talking to you. You are literally an icon. You're a legend. And who better to talk about trashy reality shows and reality divas than the man, Justin Hill.
Yes.
Guys, I'm honored to be on your podcast. I mean, the Real House Husbands, you two are legends yourself. I mean, you don't understand. I'm sure you do understand, but like, you have to know that like when people talk about, you know, about gay couples and gay representation on TV, to have you guys on The Amazing Race and then win it and be such a great representation for our community. I mean, kids growing up will look to you guys as someone that they saw on TV and understood that it's okay to be themselves. So, you know, you're legends in my eyes.
Oh, thanks. Justin. Well, we're gonna wrap the interview up right there because that's all I need.
I'm tearing up. That was the most beautiful thing ever. Thank you so much. Well, we love you even more now, which is good.
Stop. Well, that all it takes. God, I won't send you the check there.
Well, Justin, big news I want to start with today.
Yes.
Is that you are hosting the RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under podcast.
The gig of the century.
I know. Oh, it's so exciting.
Yeah. You must be over the moon, mate. How good is that? How are you feeling?
I really am. And honestly, I can't tell you. I've been a fan of this show, you know, since the very beginning. I watched season one when it had that kind of like Vaseline smeared over the lens, yeah, you know. And I literally set aside my Saturdays to watch this show. And the fact that we're doing an Aussie version and I get to host the podcast for it just yes. is never in a million years would I dream, you know, as a little gay boy growing up and being able to host something, you know, like my favorite TV show. It's just a dream come true. I'm so stoked.
Wow. How did it come about for you, Justin? Like, how, like, literally every single, like, person or gay person, especially in our country, was like, oh my gosh, I want to host this podcast.
Yeah. It's just hustle, 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 boys. Yes. You know what it's like. I mean, I literally, this is the thing about, you know, the industry that we're in is that people don't really see all of the stuff that you're working on. They really only see what's on social media. And as we know, that's a very curated version of what our lives are actually really like. So this has been in the works, you know, for months and months and months, and a lot of hard work from so many people has gone into it. And, you know, it's just kind of one of those things. You just go, surprise.
Yes. What can we expect, Justin, from the podcast? Are you going to be chatting to the Eliminated Queens? Are you going to be chatting to RuPaul or Michelle Visage? Like, what is coming our way?
Here's the thing, right, is that I feel like what this podcast needs to be is it needs to be like a companion to the show. So there are going to be so many Aussie-isms in that show that we're going to find funny as fuck. Like, we're going to be like, that's hilarious. You know, if they do like Pauline Hanson, if they do Kath and Kim, if they do whatever it is. And so I guess it's going to be my job to really explain that. I feel like the show is going to do a good job at explaining that. But, you know, if this is obviously international and there are a lot of people wanting to watch it all over the world. Yeah. So if there's something that they watch and they go, oh, I need like a little bit more of an explanation as to what that's about, then you can guarantee it will be in the podcast. Plus, I'll have the Eliminated Queens on every week to talk to them about their journey and maybe a few other surprise guests as well.
Oh,
Tim and Rod.
Well, we are frothing and we will definitely be tuning in.
Oh, thank you, guys. And I would expect you, obviously, to be. What were your drag names when you dressed up in drag?
COVID-19 was mine.
And Rodina Edwards.
Yeah,
beautiful.
We did not tuck, though. Stuff that. We did everything but tuck it. I don't know. I feel like I need a big, hefty, thick check to tuck.
Oh, all right, mate.
Whoa. I was going to say, turn it up.
Well, were you wearing nails, though? Because you know what Alaska says. If you're not wearing nails, you're not doing drag.
Okay, we got to try it down.
Next time we do it, I want those big, fake prosthetic titties. We didn't have those.
Yeah.
I want Cardi B nails, and I want like a real outrageous like Lady Gaga wig. That's got to happen next time.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see that. That's going to be epic. Yes.
Well, Justin, this week, Tim and I have been talking about reality TV stars tend to get like a bit of a big head when they come off a reality TV show. They get invited to all these events. Their Instagram following goes up through the roof. And we thought, who better than you to tell us a few stories about times where you have interviewed or been at events or something along those lines where you've met a reality TV star and it's just like, who do you think you are?
Oh, you want me to spill the tea on all the people that I...
oh, no, I didn't know you were talking about.
Who have you met, Justin? They think their shit don't stick. We know who exactly, like, we're all referring... Not what we're referring to, but, you know, the type of person that think they're the best thing ever. Who have you dealt with that has given you that vibe?
Oh, do you mean like anyone who's ever been on Married at First Sight? Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, my God, really? Is that what it's
well,
like?
Well, this is the thing. Okay, let me tell you why people are like this, okay? And you probably got a little bit of a taste of it when you were on The Amazing Race. Yeah. But you're a bit more down to earth, so you kind of like are still yourselves. But the thing is, if you're on a reality TV show in particular, like Married at First Sight, then you are surrounded by people telling you that you are the most important thing right now. Now, everyone is watching you on TV. You've got people on social media telling you how much they love you because they connected to your story or they felt your heartbreak or, you know, they felt they wanted to defend you when you're in a situation. So you've got all these people around you telling you that you are the bee's knees, basically, that, you know, your shit doesn't stink. And so what happens is that gets to a lot of people's heads. And then all of a sudden, they start believing it. And the challenge is that they might be super down to earth and they might be really lovely and really nice, but you just think if you're being treated like you're a huge star, of course you're going to think that you're really good. So I don't blame the people that have kind of like come off shows like Married at First Sight and become like that because they're kind of like a product of that big machine puppet that you go into. Yeah. And if you start thinking to yourself, oh, like, this person wants to pay me for me to turn up at their event. And then all of a sudden it becomes a bit of a transaction. And so you start thinking, oh yeah, like I'm really cool. Like people actually want to, you know, I used to go to parties for free, but all of a sudden people want to pay me to do it. Of course you're going to turn into a bit of a dickhead. So, that's why, to help explain to people and to your listeners, that's why a lot of them do sort of turn out to be a little bit like that. But probably deep down inside, they're like, oh, I'm not actually that person. I'm not really like that. And then they get into that behavior of playing a character. And then that's kind of like, you know, you see a lot of the Real Housewives and all of a sudden they're like, well, I'm not like that in real life. Like I'm literally just playing a character on TV. And you're like, are you though? Yeah. Or is it just...
Their ego is just been so ridiculously inflated. They think they're just incredible or invincible. But Justin, I want to know, you have interviewed some of the biggest names in the entire world. Like we said before, Angelina Jolie, Kim Kardashian, Justin Timberlake, Chris Hemsworth. I want to know who has been the person that you have been most starstruck by.
I would have to say, without a doubt, it's Angelina Jolie because she just was so normal and down to earth. And like, let me set up the scene for you. So I was on a red carpet and I was standing next to big industry people, like, you know, like Jules Lund and Angela Bishop and, you know, like, Richard Wilkins and people like that. And so what happened was is we're all standing next to each other. And normally I'm like, hi, I'm little Justin here to, like, you know, I'm standing with the big kids. And what happened was the publicist said, look, Angelina is so short on time. You're all going to have to stand together and we're only going to have like 3 minutes in total. And it's just whoever asks what questions, you know, everyone has to get the same audio, which is a bit of a nightmare when you're a red carpet reporter because you want your own question.
Yeah.
So me being ballsy, I walked straight to the front of the group. As soon as Angelina took a breath, I stepped in with a question and literally I could feel every single person looking at me as if to say, who the hell do you think you are?
You lucky bitch. I love it.
And the thing was, is she looked at me and she was so engaged in what I was saying. She laughed at my stupid jokes. She's so beautiful. She was barely wearing any makeup. She's actually got really light freckles on her skin and you can see them underneath her makeup.
What about, so you, Kim Kardashian, you've met. What is her ass as big in person as it is on Instagram, or is it just an optical illusion?
Yeah, here's the thing. Her ass wasn't as big then as it is now, but she's actually really, really short. And a lot of people, yeah, you don't realize, like, she's wearing heels and she was like only up to my chin. Like, oh, she's tiny.
Oh, my goodness.
But the funny story about Kim is that, you know, so I met her a few years ago back when she was in Australia. She was promoting some kind of clothing line. I think it might have been one of the very first things that she ever did. And do you know when she was like really into the contouring? Like, she really started. And I remember walking up to her and I was like, oh my God, you look like someone has gotten a chocolate bar and wiped it on your face. Like, it's the only way I can describe it. And so I was like, oh, you look ridiculous. And then we had our photo taken, and here's the thing. I look like a potato in the photo, and she looks absolutely amazing because she's painted. Yeah, she's painted for the camera. And so, you know, it's almost like drag queen makeup. Like, she's really, really painted, and it's very obvious. I mean, not so much these days with the contouring, but like back then, I was like, you look, that's going to look so silly. And then, sure as hell, on camera, she looked incredible. Like, you could not fault her skin.
Oh my God,
Justin.
She doesn't
need any face tuning.
Have you seen her sex tape?
I think I would be lying if I said no. I mean, I obviously looked at it for work reasons.
For research. But yeah. Ray J's penis is like a full-blown, like, python penis, isn't it?
Look, if he didn't want to be, what is he, a rapper or something like that, he definitely could have career on OnlyFans. Like, if he hasn't started an OnlyFans, I'd be very surprised.
Where's the selfie with Kim K that she shares and you go viral like J. Kevin Foster?
Yes.
I know. I'm like, how come she didn't do that for me? Like, I don't understand. But that's okay. Like, I mean, you one day, guys, one day.
Yeah. I want to know, has there been someone that you've interviewed that you were like just like so excited to interview them, but then they were just like a major letdown? Like, they were just like, they gave you literally like 2 minutes or 30 seconds even, or walked out, or like anything like that?
I've had lots of scenarios like that, and often it's not the celebrity, it's often like the crazy publicist and their managers around them that are hurrying them up. I interviewed Brad Pitt once, and he was just heaven. He was almost as great as Angelina, and he was so lovely to me and like shook my hand. And but previous to coming up to interviewing me, some people who I will not name asked him some questions that they were told specifically not to ask him, and his manager literally stepped in the middle of the interview and said, this interview is over, and moved him along. Same with Kate Blanchett. She was so nice to me, but the person before me asked her a question about her adopted kids, and that's not what we were there to ask her about. Like, we were there to ask her about her movie, and she gave them a dressing down like you would not believe.
Justin, I want to know, what is the most embarrassing thing you've ever seen go down on a red carpet? Like, have you ever seen someone piss themselves or vomit or even even faint?
Tim asked this because he wants to, like, prepare himself so he doesn't do something that is most embarrassing.
Oh, look, I have seen everything. I have seen people faint on red carpets because they were meeting celebrities. I have seen... I think one person even threw up on a red carpet. But the best one, and guys, you're going to just hurl when you hear this. I don't know if you remember, at the Logies one year, there was some interviews happening with the Real Housewives of Melbourne. Yeah. And I was there when the interviewer knocked Gamble Bro's teeth out.
Oh my God. What?
Like, fully physically knocked him out.
Yeah, like, I saw it happen. So she was interviewing her at the Logies, and she had a very old school microphone, which is not really used anymore, and they're metal on the ends.
Yeah.
And so this chick was like talking, and then she went to like put the microphone over to Gamble, and Gamble, I think, kind of like stepped forward at the same time, and she just miscalculated like how to, like, where the distance was, and she literally clipped Gamble's teeth, and they literally, the fronts of them, like her front, two front teeth literally just broke off and fell onto the red carpet.
Oh my
goodness.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
You talk about 2021 and like what's acceptable on air and whatnot. You've had a decade long, like, career interviewing all these people. Has there been any moments, like a regret, something that you've said or in an interview or something where you were like, oh, fuck, I really shouldn't have said that.
So many. And also, too, thank you for pointing out my decade-long career. I did start as when I was 10 years old, can you believe it?
That's why you're so good. That's why you're so good. That's why you get RuPaul.
You started fresh out of the you're fresh out of the womb, wasn't it, Justin?
Fresh out of the womb.
That popped you out and handed you the mic.
Yeah, rolled me down the red carpet, the brand. Yeah, there's been so many. And the number one thing is never, ever do what I did. When you say to someone who seems to be an overnight success, if you say to them, oh, you know, you just came out of nowhere and you're an overnight success and wow, that's so offensive. And I have said that once and I can't even remember. It was like a one hit wonder. I can't even think in my mind who it was, but I remember saying that to them and they very politely told me that they'd been working on their project for like the better part of 6 or 7 years and that they, you know, that they've been around for a while. It's just that this was the first thing that really took off. Yeah. And I was like, wow, that's actually a really good point because now I find myself in the same situation. I've been working on stuff for years and years and years. I've been around, been doing, yes. you know, red carpets for 10 years. You know, and then all of a sudden your people are like, where did you come from? It is insulting. And I have definitely said that before and it comes across as super rude. And I tell you what, I only did it the once. I was like, I'll never, ever, ever do that again.
I want to get your input or your thoughts, Justin, on obviously the Kardashians. I know we keep harping on about Kimmy K, but the Kardashians' empire on TV, the seasons are coming to an end. What are your thoughts on that ending? Do you think it is actually going to end or will they pop up somewhere else?
No, what ending? I mean, I literally saw the promo for the next episode and them getting very upset. And I said to my boyfriend, it's so hard to take them seriously. I know it is very emotional to finish up a show that you've been filming for so many years with all of the people, but they are going to be doing a show on Hulu. They've signed a multi-million dollar deal to do stuff on Hulu. And so, you know, so they're going, and apparently the stories is that they're going to be dropping multiple shows. They may not be keeping up with the Kardashians. Yeah. It might not be in the traditional sense, but it will. They've signed this huge deal for years and years that will see them make millions of dollars.
Oh
and
gosh.
So they're literally just going to change networks.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
One thing people won't know about you, Justin, that's really inspiring, that's something you told us when we first met you, is that you've had an incredible weight loss journey.
Yes.
I have.
But can you tell the people, Justin, how much weight you've lost and how the hell you've done it? Because people want to know, you're looking amazing. How the hell have you gotten to this point where you're just slaying the game, looking so good?
Listen, I have been so busy in the last couple of weeks. You'd be very disappointed in me. I have not had much time to train at all. But I lost 50 kilos.
Shut up.
Yeah, it was kind of at a point in my life where, I mean, a lot of people might really find this explanation a bit controversial and may not agree with it, but I distinctly remember going to a red carpet and two very prominent people in the media industry, I caught them making fun of me. And I won't say who they are because I think that they would find it particularly upsetting now to know that I saw that. At the time I was like 140 kilos, you know, it's a big guy, but I had spent a long time, you know, kind of like, I guess, finding my confidence in other things like, you know, my comedy or my, you know, like I tried to dress myself in a way that I felt was great. And I just remember thinking, this is a really tough industry. This is like, you know, there are going to be people that are going to look at me and it doesn't matter how great I am at my job or how awesome a celebrity interview is, they're going to be judging me and they're going to be like, you know, looking down on me because they don't think that I look great. Yeah. And so that was always in the back of my mind. And then it kind of got to the point where my weight started to affect my health.
It started, you know, and I could sort of see that it was having an impact on me in many, many aspects. When those people made fun of me, I was like, whatever. Like, I'm an overweight gay guy. Like, I'm so used to being made fun of. I was like, whatever. But then seeing it impact me, like seeing it impact my my job, seeing it impact my health, seeing it impact my family. I had family members who had problems with weight. I was like, this thing is having too much control over my life and I need to do something about it. If not for the reason that I wanted to look great on a red carpet, if simply just for my health, you know, just to make myself healthier. And so it was a long journey. And I tell you what, the next question that people ask me is, what did you do? And I hate to tell you, there's no fucking magic pill. It's just really boring and it's going to the gym and eating healthy and just knowing that it's not going to happen overnight and you need to really change your entire life to make it something that you can live with for the rest of your life.
Blood, sweat, and tears, baby.
Well, Justin, thank you so much for coming on the Real House Husbands podcast and sharing your stories. You're literally like career goals speaking to all these celebs. And thanks for sharing your weight loss journey with us. I think that's so inspirational. You are amazing.
We cannot wait to see/hear you on the RuPaul Down Under podcast, which is launching soon. Stay tuned. So for all the peeps out there, Justin, listening, where can they find you and your new podcast?
So the podcast is called Stan Original RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under the podcast, and it is on all of your favorite podcast platforms. So if you listen on Apple or Spotify or Listener or wherever you get it, it's going to be there and it's going to be a great time. We're going to have lots of laughs and it's going to be a podcast that's not done by someone who's just like, oh yeah, I've seen the show once or twice. Like, I'm a true fan. I'm with you guys. I had to work so hard to get my tongue pop right. And I tell you what, it's taken me forever. And now I'm going to show it off on this podcast.
Yeah. Well, Justin, you are a fucking legend, a skinny legend. We are obsessed with you. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule on the red carpets and chatting to all the peeps around the world to chat with us. We are so grateful and thankful. And we love you, mate. You're a legend.
Oh, thank you, guys. And you and me to you. You guys are absolute legends. And I knew before I even knew you guys and I saw you on that TV show, I was like, I would be friends with those two. Yes. I'm like, they're like legends. They're like, and what I loved about you guys is that you were like, yeah, we're a gay couple and yeah, we're getting married and all that stuff, but we're also just really normal. We have to take out the rubbish. We have to, you know, we have all those boring things.
Pick up our dog shit.
In their lives. Yeah, you've got rent to pay and shit like that to do. And so I just love that about you. You're just like the rest of us and a real representation of what gay guys are and, you know, who gay people are.
Oh, thanks Justin. So much, Justin.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you.
See you, Justin.
Bye.
I love Justin Hill. I could literally talk to him for hours. It's just like, keep talking. I love it.
And, mate, you can dead set genuinely tell he's just such a nice, down-to-earth bloke. We absolutely froth on Justin.
He really is. If you want to follow Justin on Instagram, his handle is just_Hill. That's JUS_HILL.
But, mate,
shameless plug.
Yes. But, mate, can you honestly imagine having his gig? His job is to speak to iconic celebrity, pretty much what we're doing
now. We do like celebrities every week.
But on the red carpet, mate, imagine that, speaking to massive iconic movie stars, massive iconic reality stars, pop stars. He's literally living the dream.
Yes, like Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, like Justin Timberlake, I think he's even like interviewed. Like, how intense.
It would be next level. Who would be for the person to be standing in front of you on the red carpet that you would physically faint and shit yourself for? Who would that be?
RuPaul.
100%. Well, what about, I reckon, Oprah? Definitely faint for Oprah. Yeah.
Ellen,
definitely. Nicole and Paris, I would faint for them.
Yeah, I was going to say, we probably should throw some reality people in there, like Erica James.
Yeah, what about Lisa Rinna? I would probably shit and faint when she was walking on the red carpet. But honestly, he's living the dream and we are so grateful he came on to chat with us. But wait to see who we have coming up in the next few weeks.
I was like, wait, what? Oh, what?
The person we have next week, I am so excited to announce that. It is going to be iconic.
Yes. Well, we want to hear from you. If you love listening to the Real House Husbands podcast, give us some feedback, rate and review our podcast, share it on your social media, tag us on Instagram @Tim and Rod. And you can catch up with all things Real Housewives on our Instagram.
Yeah, do not miss next week. It is going to be amazing. We can't wait to get on here and do our thing. Coming soon. Stay tuned. Bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
It's time to go.
Thanks for listening to the Real House Husbands podcast.
Bye, pumpkin.
Keep up to date with @TimandRod on Instagram.
Doing what we love to do the most.
And subscribe so you don't miss the next episode.